We continue our prayer focus on the varying cities and the sin categories. Today it's on vanity by tanning salons, plastic surgeries, and sex reassignment. So what causes a person to use a tanning salon or get plastic surgery? Well, it's not always for vanity reasons. Some people need it due to scars, diseases, burns, or car accident injuries. But it is the next category that they studied. And they studied the number of tanning salons and search interests for the top 5 plastic surgeries. LA and San Diego ranked number 1 and 2 out of the 182 cities. So it is a SoCal issue. San Bernardino, thankfully, moved down to 151, and it was 140 last year. Rancho Cucamonga moved up only 115, and it was last year. Well, last year was 118, so moved up 3. Ontario went down 1 to 160, and Fontana went down to 153. Last year was 146. Charm is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. We thank you that Proverbs addresses vanity. We also discovered what hospitals perform sex reassignment surgery in our state and the new things that changed because of federal legislature and making it hard for minors to get sex reassignment surgery. So we're going to pray for a revelation of God and the holy fear to fall upon the people in our county. Father, we just lift up UCLA Health. We lift up who offers comprehensive gender health programs, Cedars-Sinai Medical Center that features transgender surgery and gender health programs, Keck Medicine of USC offering holistic multidisciplinary gender affirming care, Scripps Health providing surgical procedures for transgender and non-binary individuals. We pray they will stop performing these. We pray, God, they will be stopped in the name of Jesus. We won't have enough funds. Federal monies wouldn't be given to them and have to be done through the person on their own, if at all. And we are praising you that because of new legislature in California, accessing gender-affirming surgery or medical interventions as a minor under 19 has become highly restricted. Father, we pray this continues. We thank you that Kaiser, Stanford Medicine, and Rady Children's Hospital pause medical treatments and surgical procedures for minors, citing federal pressure and evolving legal policies. So, Father, we pray that people will be filled with an awe and reverence from you, Lord, that the fear of the Lord would be honored more than the outward appearance, that people would see their value in God more than in how they look, that tanning salon owners and workers would be required to notify clients of potential harm from the tanning beds, for example, cancer, premature aging, their immune system compromised, plastic surgeons wouldn't push unnecessary costly procedures, that there would be laws to protect minors from getting reassignment surgery. Thank you. That is an answer to prayer from the last year, and that they continue to push that and keep that in place. We pray for education of health issues on the surgery, exposure, and expelled if done solely for money. Laws we passed, it can't be done as a minor, on a minor at all, and more teachings on beauty skin deep by families and churches. We thank you, Father, that you picked out David and told Samuel, don't look at the outward appearance or his height. Look at what is in their heart. That's how you see us. May we have hearts that quickly turn to you and dress appropriately, but dress without vanity. That our adorning would be the hidden person of the heart, the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in your sight is very precious. In Jesus' name.